We got Nick on the horn from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. We've been talking to Cole. It's good to hear your voice again, Nick.
Yeah, I'm back in here this week. Pretty much wrapped up the guiding season and starting to do a bit of fishing myself. So I'll have some better reports, I hope, over the next.
Well, it sounds like you're doing some fishing for yourself at the right time because, man, did it really turn on over the weekend all over the place, it sounds like. Most of my reports, granted, are for river mouth fishing. But as the waters have continued to come down after all the rain we got this October, sure sounds like the fishing's been good in the rivers. So what are you hearing and seeing?
Well, salmon numbers are a little lower than I'd expect, but steelhead numbers are higher than they need to be. So I'm not going to complain about that.
So you're actually seeing or hearing about a lot of steelhead all of a sudden?
Yeah, my last three trips out, I've caught more steelhead than browns and more steelhead than cohos, like 3-1. So that's pretty good.
Well, you mentioned the brown, so let's just go to that for a second because that's one of the things I'm most curious about. You know, the brown trout fishery in Lake Superior, especially in the Marquette area, has really flourished in the last couple of years. And typically we hear about brown trout spawning in late October into November. And I'm wondering if you're experiencing the same thing right now, if it's just starting to kick up a notch for the browns.
Most of them that I've seen and caught from talking to people, most of the browns are tight, but they will be spawning soon. So you got to keep an eye out for that. You know, avoid the gravel, you know, keep an eye out. But yeah, they're pretty aggressive pre-spawn right now. If you fish the darker water, you'll get some really nice fish that are pretty eager to grab just about anything.
So is there anything that you target them with in the fall differently than the rest of the year?
I just more or less fish for steelhead, and if I catch them, great. Can't say I really target browns. You know, I'll be happy to catch them in the winter, later in the winter when they're, you know, done spawning. Right now, they're kind of bycatch for me. If you do want to target them, streamers are a great way to go about it. You'll find them pretty quick that way. And you're going to catch coho and steelhead while you're doing it.
Well, Nick, in the interest of time, I'd like to get back on here with you and continue our report for the rivers, get more into the steelhead, and then talk about the river mouths, which have been en fuego right now, it sounds like, for a potpourri of fish. And also, I heard there's some fish being caught off the break wall in Marquette, too, so can we get a little more time from you later this hour?
Yeah, we got a lot of good stuff to cover.
Sounds good. Nick from Superior Outfitters, hang around. We'll continue with him right here on The Outdoor Show.